Tantor Audio presents Plague of the Undead by Joe McKinney. Narrated by Todd McLaren. While walking in the tall grass that has sprung up around the city of Troy, Balzo Snell came upon the famous wooden horse of the Greeks. A poet, he remembered Homer's ancient song and decided to find a way in. Nathaniel West, The Dream Life of Balzo Snell. Part 1. Killing Jerry. 1. As Jacob Carlton crossed Main Plaza, his boots crunching on the frozen grass, he was thankful the woman had finally stopped screaming. For the last 2 weeks, ever since her husband's sentence was handed down, Amanda Greeter had been living in the street outside her husband's cell, crying for someone to come to their senses and show a little mercy. It was February, and it was cold, and most mornings found her hair and clothes crusted with ice. She'd stopped eating, stopped taking care of herself. She couldn't be consoled. Her friends tried to get her to go home, even tried to pick her up and carry her home at one point, but she would have none of it. After that, whenever they tried to touch her, she fought them. And then the screaming and wailing would start up again, and it would carry through the whole town like a sickness, laying everybody low. There was talk that the law should make her leave, do something with her for her own good, for everybody's peace of mind. But so far, Sheriff Taylor had held off doing that. Jacob didn't understand the old man's reticence, but he knew Sheriff Taylor had his reasons. He always did.